This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
We're continuing our discussion today on fears that keep men from confession. In addition to the fear of losing your reputation is the fear of parting with your favorite sin. Confession requires you to renounce your unhealthy habits. And when you confess sinful attitudes, behaviors, or relationships, you must also take steps necessary to abandon them. That's scary. There's also the fear of losing your security. When your emotional or financial security is linked to something sinful, you'll naturally fear confession. Confession instigates change, and the immediate change may not seem good. This is why faith is necessary for confession. If you believe that God is both good and wise, you can trust that the ultimate outcome of obedience will be good as well. Keeping sin a secret has damaging consequences. When King David was keeping secret his sin with Bathsheba, it affected him physically. He said, "When I refused to confess my sin, I was weak and miserable, and I groaned all day long. Day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat." Later, he wrote the rest of this poem that so eloquently expresses the beauty of confession. "Finally, I confessed all of my sins to you and stopped trying to hide them. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All of my guilt is gone."
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.